So that's what I mean by.
It's much as Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel Ovan Dati Shavulach Mishanino. Anyway, so Omer Rav Rechana Omer Rechana Ubelim Dinal Pesach Medina Shanino. That's the gesta that we have. That's places seems to have a gesta that it's Beoim Ubelim Din. Well, it's a Yisofa. Not only is it a Dati Shavulach, but they're also Oim Dinal Pesach Medina. That's what Pesach Medina. The Goyim brings this other sheepers. But it's not cumulative. We have two conditions here. Yudah Mishmul says that we are talking about what exactly is he referring to, but it's talking about the Adatish Malachim specifically, the statues of Malachim. And Rabbi Rechana of Yechonin says, it's talking about Imdin al Pesach HaMedino. So Rashi says, that what's the Pshat? It says, Rashi and Darti, Shemelech Meis, Oysim Tzirosim Pesach HaShar, Lizikorim. The Hosim Kosra Meir, the Agav Chavivusei Palkulei. Rashi doesn't mention the Uba Oimdim. That's so clear what Girsa Rashi had. Is he goes Uba Oimdim or Be'oimdim? When you ask, it says Be'oimdim. Oimdim might be a different Shita. But anyway, let's assume that it's cumulative. Be'oimdim al Pesach HaMedina Shininu, Be'hanu Kos Rav Yochanan Rav Meir D'chashivilu. It says in Rashi learns that these two qualifications are Dati Shemalachim and Oimdin al Pesach HaMedina, whether they're agreeing with each other, adding to each other, or whether they're each one is saying a different pshat, but they're qualifying a mayor. They're not qualifying the Rabbanim. Qualifying a mayor. A mayor who says that Stam Slomim are also only said it by a Dati Shemalachim. As the Chavivus, Agav Chavivus Palchilei. And depending how you go, he only said it. But Imdin al Pesach HaMedino, Rashi says, because of the Chashivus, that's a prominent place. It's a place of honor. So that's an indication also that these are Shlomim, that they are Oivet. So they're both qualifying them there. How does Rashi know? Maybe it's qualifying the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon also asks the Shlomim sometimes. CHBO, the Makal, the Sipar, Kador. Maybe it's going on that also. The Yisrael Shlomim is across the board. Ben Lemay, Ben Rabba, Ben Lemay, Ben Rabbanon. It's only by a Dati Shemalochim. Yes, Pash Pashad is that these are all Heichachos. Dati Shemalochim, there's a Heichacha that it's in Avodah Zorah because Adel Chavi Uso. But there's at least a Reglai Mudova. And then a Pesach HaMedina, there's a different Reglai Mudova. It's Mok Mechashivos. So in Lemay, we're talking about Shlomim Stam, they don't have any other Reglai Mudova. So we have these qualifications. We need this Reglai Mudova. According to Chachamim, we have a different Echocha. The HBO, the Makalei Tzipa, make a basic after have another Echocha on top of that. That's a Echocha. The HBO, it's a Simon of Eliyahu's. So that's the Echocha. You don't have to have an additional Echocha of Andati Shemalochim or Emdom of Pesach HaMedino. That's Kach B'Pshuta. Taisa says, "Yeah, in a way, we're easy to learn in Rashi that it's that they're chaluk on each other. Maaseh Rashi doesn't the way we have the text of Rashi doesn't have the uba imdim. He has a bit imdim, and in both Dibure Rashi he says again v'hanuk osur meyer. Maybe it's a little bit. I'm talking about for sure. Maybe it's a little bit mashman Rashi. The fact that he has to." Say each time, but Hanukkah also a mayor that these are two different shittas. It's one shita that's an adat from Malachim Shanei Nu, and it's another shita of Emunah Pesach HaMedina, and them as I could understand it. But the pshat and what they're saying is that you need a haychacha that it's an avodah zarah. It's not enough that they come and say it's not enough that it's a selam. You have to have some kind of haychacha in the selam that's an avodah zarah. What might the haychacha be? So there's two possibilities. One is that it's an adat from Malachim, and we have the haychacha of the chavivus, agav chavivuso, or it's Emunah Pesach HaMedina. That's a different haychacha. the chashivos, the mokum, that since they're in a mokum chashiv, that's an indication that it's avodah zarah. One or the other is an indication that it's an avodah zarah. You don't need HBO the kadur, that's the rabbanim. But you need some kind of hechacha that it's some kind of hechacha that it's an avodah zarah, even according to Rameh. Yeah, again, I'm not saying to Amburim, I don't know, but I could hear that that might be the pshat in Rashi. That is not being basic on each other. And I hear also very much why Rashi is only in the mayor now in the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah, you already have a Hechacha. The whole pshat is you need one Hechacha. So in the Rabbanah, you already have a Hechacha, a bigger Hechacha. Why would you need these little Hechachas? It was in the Rameh, we're being the Gemara, in the Chadish, and even in Rameh, you need the Episode Hechacha. Or the Episode of Aglaya Mudom. And that is Shemalachim, perhaps. Or in the Pesach Hamadino. Maybe. Anyway, hard to build too much on the Diyukim and Rashi. Taisus Lubferish learns that they're going, that they're being moisif on each other. So Taisus says, and Da'at Hashem Elohim, Pirush HaKuntres, Tzura Shulten HaMeis, Oisim L'Zikar. We don't have that, those words in Rashi. But we do have in Rashi that the Melech is dead. Really, in the time Pirush, Tzura Shulten HaChai, Oisim L'Chvaido. In the time learns, no, it's a king, it's a, and Da'at Hashem Elohim means the king is alive. Raya Ladover may adapt to Shun Nebuchadnezzar. What's the Raya exactly? It's a Raya that they made. What's he proving? I mean,
he was alive when he made
it. Yeah, so it means it's a Echacha that they made Andartes when the kings were alive. Like, you'll have each Echacha. That's a Mechir, that they made Andartes when the king was alive too. Maybe, and it's called an Andarte. I'm not sure if he's being a chacha that they used to make statues of living kings, or he's being a chacha that those statues are full of andarti. And I mean, it's not like a bikash and rashi. Yeah, in chanami, you have andarti. But the gemara here means andarti of dead malachim. Vaidam of the medrash of the Yannis Keser holach es of Yeshua l'tayel b'medino hereo tzuas slomim shayo oisim l'chvayda. So that's the chara and adai. It doesn't say loshen of andarti, at least the way Tosis brings. Just a chacha that they made statues l'chayin amelach. So you see that they made statues l'chayin. You just see that historical fact. They made statues l'chayin the living kings. So yeah, almost like it's Rashi and Benatar. Rashi learns we're talking about kings who are dead. Taisus learns we're talking about kings who are alive. Chay the Yashu says the Rashi and Benatar are l'shitos. So next Dibur Maskel, we have another machleik Rashi and Benatar. Adat Hashem Elohim, is it a factor l'kula or is it a factor l'chumra? So Rashi, we just saw it. Rashi learns Adat Hashem Elohim is a factor l'chumra. It's an indication that it's a reliable dover that it isn't a b'dizah. Because Agav Chavivusi Palchilu. When the Tam learns, next Tosis, when the Tam learns that Adat Hashem Elohim is a tzad, is a factor l'kula. When the Tam learns that the Rabbanon are only matir tzadam slomim by Adat Hashem Elohim. Because there's a big tzad to say that they made l'chvayda melech, but by andati, but stam slomim that are not melochim, the rabbanon agree they are stam slomim are also. It's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So you may know where Rabbeinu Tam is coming from, but that's a given. So chosvei have two machlekes in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi learns that andati shemelochim is a sibul lesser because hakav chavivuso, and Rabbeinu Tam learns to sibul hater because it's. Maybe they're only bowing down the covet. Then we have Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Are these kings alive or are they dead? If the kings are alive, according to Rabbeinu Tam, let's start the other way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a factor of Hakel. Since the Datim and Shlochim is Stama, maybe they're only bowing down to Lechvayda Melech. So whose Melech's covet are they exactly concerned about? The living king. The king was going to be Tavei's covet. The dead king, who cares about the dead king? They're not worried about the covet of the dead king. So Taisir Rabbeinu Tam is talking about the living king. Now then, according to Rabbi Tarashi, it's a sign that it's an Avodah Zarah. They're not bowing down the covet. They're doing Mishtacha to it as an Avodah Zarah. So maybe that's only by a dead king. By a dead king, they worship as an Avodah Zarah. The living king, may the living king, Mechit Taisir. Historically, it was for sure that way. Right? In Rome, the living emperors were not worshipped as kings. The dead emperors were not worshipped as gods. The emperor died. The Senate would vote that he became a god, and they would worship him as a god. That was always the case until the later, them later, and much later. Diocletian, I think, was the first emperor who was worshipped as a god when he was alive. But that's how it was. Yeah, as Dormidu, they would have a vote. The Senate would vote that the dead god, the dead king, the dead emperor had an apotheosis, and now he's a god. When they were alive, they preserved republican forms. Yeah, so it's very good. Well, so Rashi learns the Melech HaChai. The Melech HaChai, they're not Eved Ezer ben Eved Ezer. That's from the Melech HaMeis. The Melech HaMeis, they were Eved Ezer ben Ezer. Tyson is talking about the Melech HaChai. Okay, he's there, fine. Tyson goes on to Adat Hashem Elohim. And maybe before we start the next lesson, maybe another good year. These two members of here, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel and Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan, Pshutoi, Taisus turns to like Ferish, the next Taisus, Taisus on top of the next Talmud, that the Gemara is not retracting what it said at the beginning, that it's been claimed Shur Ameir, Yimushnachav and Lutzlam, and Pamachas Hashana, and Ameir is Chayesh Lemutus, who was Gerz and Shar Mekoyim, is Otto Mekoyim, that whole thing that we had before in the Gemara. Taisus learns that this Gemara is not changing that. The Gemara is just adding a Hesofa. That even in Mekayim Shul Rameir, where they were Mishtachav al Solomon, but they weren't Mishtachav to all Solomon, even by Rameir. In Rameir's Mokam, they were Mishtachav al Andarti Shemalachim that were Oymer al Pesach Avadino. So, Mele, when they were Goyse Shai Mekayim, it's up to Mekayim Shul Rameir, the Xer was only for Andarti Shemalachim and only by Oymer al Pesach Avadino. That was what was by Rameir. And the Rishonim disagree. Rabban, of the Abbas Medrash, they disagree, and they learn. Rabban learns, that it's the Gemara now is saying a different shot. But up till now, we thought Mishtachel to all the Solomon, that was a thing they only did in Rameir. They made Mekayim Shel Rameir. They were Mishtachel to Hamachas B'Shana. They were Mishtachel to all of the Solomon in town. All the statues they were Mishtachel to. Now they might say no, a new shot. That everywhere in the world, by Andarti Shemalachim, there's a myriad of people who bow down to the Andarti Shemalachim. That's where the Rambam said it. The Bechol Olam, there's a myriad of people who are Mishtachavet to Andarti Shemalachim L'Shem Avodazar. So now we don't have to come on anymore that the myriad over here is the Mekayim Shel Rameir. The myriad is that the Bechol Olam, there's a myriad of people who are Oibet to Andarti Shemalachim, or who are Oibet to Avodazar, that are Oibet to Pesach HaMedina. Just to Chazor. The Ran is mashma. We're not chayzer from the nekud about miut. The Rameir is the tamei that is chayish miut. That's the remains in place, because otherwise why do they have a machlekas? But what's changing is what exactly is the miut that Rameir was concerned about. So the first malach was the Rameir had a thing. In his town they had this crap practice that they were mishtachav to all the tzlavim from machas b'shana. And then now the Gemara saying no, there's a different miut. Not a mekayim shul Rameir. The chala olam. There's a myriad of people who are mishtachav to stam slumim, but only if they're even done in Pesach HaMedina, only by Andarti Shemalach. Yeah, it's not so clear to me how these two things are. It sounds like it's connected. If you hold that the chashash is also mekayim shel Rameir, then it doesn't have to be Andarti Shemalach. But if the chashash is also myriad in the whole world, then the myriad in the whole world is only by Andarti Shemalach. Something here I'm not quite getting. What's in other words, it doesn't make any sense. Gemara said, what's the machlokes about? Gemara, like they're trying to explain, it's mashma the loshner. Let's retrace the steps. How did the Gemara begin? Gemara asked, at the beginning of the sugya, Eden Evon, the Pamachas Peshonah, by time of the Rabbana. So where did he show me? He said, what's the Gemara's kashin? Maybe that's who the machlokes is, Eden Evon, the Pamachas Peshonah, or not. So we saw two malachim in the Shonim. Some Shonim learn, Rashi, Toysus, the Ram. The Gemara's kasha is that the lashon of the Mishnah is mashma that Chacham and not arguing Rameir and the Messias. Another Rishonim, the Rashi and Rabban, they learn the Gemara's kasha is it's not mistaken that they're arguing the Messias, because the Messias is ascertainable. I mean, to the extent that Rameir knows the Messias, Chacham can know the Messias too. Like, what's the machlokes of it? Let's go and see. And if we don't know, then nobody knows. Like, what's the machlokes? That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers basically that everybody agrees on the facts. The fact is that there's a miut case of slumim that are nevodim. And Meir is chayish nimiut, and therefore his goyzer oto the miut. Yeah, we have there. What exactly, how that works together, that we talked about at length. What does a gzeir have to do with chayishin lemiut? We don't have to cover that ground again. But come on, that's the nekud over here. That because Rameir is chayish the miut, therefore he's geyser up to the miut. But what's the miut that we're talking about? So the Gemara's initial answer was the miut that we're talking about is in Mekayimish Rameir. In Mekayimish Rameir, they were over all the Solomon Pamachas Bashana. That's the miut that's in play. So now the Rabban, the Ran, the learning, now the Gemara is saying, no, there's a different miut. The miut is not Mekayimish Rameir, the miut is in the whole world. But what's the miut in the whole world? In the whole world, there's a miut of people who are even the Solomon. But which Slamim? Only Adak Shemalachim, or only Imdin Al Pesach Hamadino? Why do we have to add that? Why don't I just say, there's a million people in the world who are able to hold the Slamim, Hamachas B'Shalom, who are able to hold the Slamim. So why do we need this extra? Somehow it sounds like it goes together. Before it occurred to us to say Adak Shemalachim, so we were looking for the Miyot, we have to say the Miyot is in the Mekhaim Yishur HaMeir, the Miyot is not in the rest of the world. Now the Gemara came up with this new idea on Dr. Shemalachim. Now we could already say that it's a meat in that it's not a meat of Mekayim Yishur HaMeir. It's a meat in the whole world to where Meshtachavet on Dr. Shemalachim. Sounds like it's somehow connected. Maybe the Gemara knew. Maybe the connection is B'Metzias. Maybe the Gemara knew B'Metzias. You can't say that in the whole world there's a meat of people who are Meshtachavet all in the Slum. That we know is not true. Maybe the Gemara just knew that that's not true. People generally are not Meshtachavet to Sam Slum. So either we have to say, yeah, but a mayor is Mokum at a crazy minute that they were Meshtachavet all in the Slum of Hamachas B'Shalom. Or we could say, no, and Dati Shemalachim. Now we know there's a meat of people who are Meshtachavet and Dati Shemalachim. So that's Kilul the shift. First, we thought it's talking about Sam Slomim, what meat is there? It must be Mechaim Shemalachim. Now we're saying, no, and Dati Shemalachim. Oh, that's a meat that we can identify in other places as well. Maybe, something like that. Some of it's Sias, apparently. That's what it sounds like. Some of it's Sias over here that's in play. Interesting is the Tosis Rid doesn't explain the Gemara at the beginning at all. But on this Gemara about the Adati Shemalachim, the Tosfos Rid speaks out that the case that is, first of all, he speaks out this Taka Chazar in the Gemara. The Gemara now is going away from the Mekayim Yishur HaMeir piece. But he also says that the Machlokes HaMeir and the Chachamim is not, now it's not any word with Chayish Lemuta. Nothing to do with Chayish Lemuta. The Machlokes is B'Metzius. The HaMeir holds that people are Meshtachavet Adati Shemalachim L'Shem Elohus. And the Chachamim hold that people are not Meshtachavet and Adati Shemalachim L'Shem Elohus. That's a Tosfos. Nobody has a Tosfos, right? I don't have a Tosfos. I mean, so they state, you have a Tosfos? No, never mind. Anyway, that's what it says in Tosfos. So that's very true. That's a Chorosh Shver. The Gemara in the Chatchila thought that it's not a Machlokes and Metzias. If we were willing to tolerate that it's a Machlokes and Metzias, we wouldn't have had a problem in the first place. The Gemara's initial, the whole Kash in the first place was, the Gemara is my time of the Rabbanim. The Kasha was because the Gemara held that it's not a Machlokes and Metzias. Either, like Rashi and Tosfos learned, because the Lashon and the Mishnah that Mashmas are Machlokes and Metzias, or the way the Tosfos Lashon and Ramban learned, because the Metzias is ascertainable, you can go out and check what the Metzias is. But the Sugya up till now thought that it's Poshut, that it's not a Machlokes and Metzias. It's a Machlokes in something else, Cheshin Uyutu, let's say. Now he's reading in, Tosfos Rid is reading into this line of the Gemara. Now all of a sudden the Gemara isn't willing to be so able to say Machlokes and Metzias. Now that we're saying that it's Adati Shemalachim, so we don't have to say anymore that they all agree on the Messias. Now we could say it's a Machlokes and Messias. Let's smash from Tosfos Rid that's what's changing over here. Up till now, we thought it can't be a Machlokes and Messias. So it must be Machlokes and Din. What's the Machlokes and Din? Chashinu Miyutu. That we know is a Machlokes and Meir and Rabban. Now that we're being a Chadish Tum and Adati Shemalachim, that allows us to say that now it's a Machlokes and Messias. Nothing to do with Chashinu Miyutu. There's no meat over here. No, it's nothing to do with it. It's a machlokes and metzias. Our people mishtachav landar to l'shem alus. Well, so how come before we were not willing to be soyvel that it's a machlokes and metzias? Now all of a sudden it could become a machlokes and metzias. So I think the pshat is poshut. I think the Tosfos Rid must learn. The Tosfos Rid itself doesn't say anything at the beginning of the Gemara. You know, that doesn't tell us how he learned the beginning of the Gemara. But I think he learned the beginning of the Gemara al derech the Tosfos Rosh, al derech the Ramban. The Gemara's kasha was, what's the machlokes? How can we be machlokes and metzias? Let's go out and see. Are people mishtachar l'tzlamim? If you see people bowing down to tzlamim, then they're a meir. So if you see people not bowing down to tzlamim, then they're a bunner. So my time, what's the machlokes all about? But now they were saying it's talking about an adati shemalachim, that they're a meir, and they're not arguing about stam tzlamim, they're arguing about an adati shemalachim. So now it's not so simple to check the metzias. Why is it not so simple to check the metzias? So what are we going to find out if we check it? We're going to go out, we'll put a camera out, a surveillance camera by the adati shemalachim, and what are we going to see? What are we going to see? People are bowing. They're not going to tell us anything. We don't know why they're bowing. They might be bowing down the Shem Elul, but they might be bowing down the Lechoyd HaMelech. Now we're going to be Machlokes and Metzias. there's many machlokes in the Shas and Metzias, many machlokes in the Metzias, but it's always some machlokes in the time that's not easy to ascertain. What's das many of them? There we go, machlokes in the Metzias. So up to now, the Gemara thought we're talking about Stam Slum. So Stam Slum, we have pictures of, I don't know, Stam Slum in the park. People don't bow. Why would anybody bow down to Stam statues in the park? Only because they're Mekabel Lushem Elus, no other reason to bow down to. So let's check, are people bowing down or not? But now the Gemara is Mechanesh Homer Adati Shem Elochim. No, so now we could say, Adati Shem Elochim, of course people bow down to Adati Shem Elochim, but it's not so clear why. Now already could be a Machlokes Metzias. Yeah, the other Shem don't learn like Tosfos, but that's nice of it. It's a nice chat in the Gemara. And let's see Tosfos. Adati Shem Elochim Sheninu, Zot Tosfos, Pirsha Kuntus. Ubi Ahuk Oser, Rameir, ואגב חד ובסי ופעל חילוק. ופער שנמי באים דן על פסח המדינו, דחשי ביטפי. משמע בשעת שלומר לאוסר המאה. Yeah, so these are factors לחומר. בקושר, אפקט היסביס, דעות נען, מוצא תבנס יעד תבנס רגל, הרי אלו אסורים, נקס מישמע, ולא שם מוצא, משמע בשוק, אוי בסודה. ואפילו מי דמוקי לשמור לכמון באים דן על בסיסון, I'll explain this in a second. The Pirsha Kuntris al Bimba Shalahem, Shisham Oiv de Moisom. Lain the hero. Lush and Motzel in Mashmake. Ela Shiashli based Moshe Brochel Yachel Lamed Levadon. The Nikorim, the Bachas Magia Venirim, Shalin Ishtabru Mitzelam Shalom. Taisa sort of assumes that we know about the next Mishnah with the Gemara later on. So let me just give you some background. The next Mishnah says, Shulk the Mishnah, take a look at the Mishnah side. It's the next Omer. The Mishnah says, we had a preview. I might say, the Mishnah says two things. First, it says, I might say, Shivrei Tzlomim Re'elim Mutar. Five broken pieces of a Tzelem. A Tzelem always means a statue that we don't know if it's an Avodah Zarah or not, as opposed to something we know is an Avodah Zarah. So if you find Shivrei Tzlomim Re'elim Mutar, Motzot Habnes Yadet Habnes Regel, found the Tzur of a Yad or a Regel, because that's a tzura and nevedus b'fnei atzma, tzura siyad or tzura zreva. So what's going on in this? Let's take the ratio of the Mishnah first. So the ratio of the Mishnah says that if you find broken pieces, or you find a broken pieces of a tzelem, so it is mutter. So the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlomo, they're trying to understand pshat in the ratio of the Mishnah. Shlokish learns, Rav Yochanan learns, that the reason why it's mutter is because it's a sveik sveva. It's a sveik sveva. Number one, we don't know if it was never. Suffolk was ever never. For two, even if it was Nevad, maybe the reason why it's broken is because a goy broke it. And if a goy broke it, then that's mevatel from being an Avodah Zarah. That's halacha. A goy can be mevatel an Avodah Zarah by breaking it. So they last ahead to Shavit Shlomo. Shemele Nevad. And if it's Shlomo Nevad, maybe a goy was mevatel. That's why it's broken. Rish Lakish, and according to Rav Yochanan, if you found Shivrei Avodah Zarah Mamish, now we tackle also. Is that not a sveik sveik anymore? That's just one suffix. Maybe the guy was mevatlit. Maybe it broke by itself. If the guy was mevatlit, it's mutter. If it broke by itself, it's also. But again, Shivrei Avodah Zarah also. That's why it says Shivrei Slum. Shivrei Slum is my mutter. Shivrei Avodah Zarah also. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rish Lakish rather disagrees. Rish Lakish says, no, even Shivrei Avodah Zarah mutter. Because even though it might have broken by itself, Rish Lakish says, when Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, the goyim who believe in it, who worship it, are misyayish from worshiping it anymore. Because they say, Nafsho lo yatzola, la'u gabra matzlo, couldn't save itself, it's not going to be able to save me. So they lose interest in the Avodah Zarah, and that's halacha in general, and that everybody uses. There is a Mishnah later on that if the Goyim were if the Oivdim of an Avodah Zarah abandoned it, they stopped worshipping it, then it stops being an Avodah Zarah. It's also kind of a kind of bittul. I don't know if it's exactly the same kind of bittul as if you break it by Yadayim, or it's a different lumdus of bittul. We'll have to see when we get to those sugyas. Maybe it's the same idea, maybe it's a different idea, but I'll compare that. There's a special concept of Nisiyashim we love. So Shloka says every time an Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, the Goyim are automatically Nisiyashim we love. So therefore, even Shavei Avodah Zarah Mutter, because even if it broke by itself, I don't need to say so. Even if it broke by itself, the minute it breaks, the Goyim stop worshipping. So that's Machlekes is how to learn the Reish of the Mishnah. So it comes out like this. According to, maybe I should put this on the board. According to Rabbi Yechonon, Shibay Avodah Zarah are also only Shibay Slomim are mutter. Because of what? Shibay Slomim. According to Reish Lakish, even Shibay Avodah Zarah mutter. Even Shibay Avodah Zarah mutter. Because there's this new svara of nafsha lo yatsala. I'm going to be very busy with that over the next little while. So let's write that down. Nafsha lo yatsala. Couldn't save itself, so the mail of them is siyash miloy. So the Gemara later on, that Malachim at base, says that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, according to you, that even Shivei Avodah Zarah mutter, so why is the Mishnah only say Shivei Tzvamim? The Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush. That even Shivei Avodah Zarah mutar, not only Shivei Tzvamim. So Reish Lakish answers in a chenami, but the Mishnah wanted to tell me the diuk that hots that hot slomim that are not broken, hostam slomim are also like a mayor, in order to be soisim that the halacha is like in order to be soisim the halacha like a mayor. So that's why the Mishnah over there had it says Shivei Tzvamim mutarim, really Shivei Avodah Zarah also mutar. Tells me Shivei Tzvamim Amutarim to be Midaya called Tzvamim Stamar Osir Kira Meir, so it becomes a Machlekes V'Acha Kasta. Now the emesis right away from this ratio of the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah was Motzah Shivei Tzvamim, right? Motzah Shivei Tzvamim. Motzah, Tosfos says, is Mashma. Not the Pesach HaMedina. You found it anywhere. Found it anywhere.
Shukah V'Sodah.
So if it's Shukah V'Sodah, so why the Mishnah is Mashma? The Mishnah's mashma only Shivei Tzvamim are mutter, but Tzvamim that are whole are also like a meir. According to Rashi, even a meir only asks about Pesach HaMedina. Here it says Motzah, and Motzah not Pesach HaMedina, Motzah is B'shuch. So why say he should wait for the Sefer? We haven't talked yet about the Sefer. Basically, he brings the Rai from the Sefer, to have the Siyara, to have the Zregel. He should bring the Rai right away from the Reish of the Mishnah.
He's busy with the Sefer. Motzah, to have the Siyara, to have the Zregel.
What does it wait for the safe? The safe is going to be complicated. Put a right posture from the Reish of the Mishnah. It says, Motzah Shivei Tzvamim. The Shloka says, Motzah Shivei Tzvamim, but Tzvamim Asim are also. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing in the Mishnah. The Yachat that to be sois and lad that we're going like a man. So it says Motzah.
So I think the answer is the Tosfos Shitasim.
Places on Mem Aleph Amud Beis says the following. Let's just go over again the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, according to you, Reish Lakish, that Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutter, why does the Mishnah talk about Shivei Tzvamim? Let it say a bigger Kiddush, even Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutter. The Gemara answers, yes, that's true, it could have said that, but a Daf could chose to say Shivei Tzvamim. In order to be Medayah called Slomim Atzimim Asurim, which is like a mayor, and that's the agenda of the mission, to be slicing like a mayor. What about according to Rabbi Yochanan himself? According to Rabbi Yochanan himself, is the Mishnah also going like a mech?
Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the fact is the Mishnah is going like a mech. The Mishnah says, Shuv is Shlomim Amutim.
And that implies that Shlomim Atzim are Osir, and that's a mech.
So even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is going like a mech.
That's Pshutim. Tais is not the way. Tais says, not Mukuch. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be that Shlomim Atzim are Mutar.
Not like a mech, like the Rabbana.
The Mishnah talks about Shuvet Shlomim. The Mishnah talks about Shuvet Shlomim. Just to be medayek, called Shuvet Avodizor Asur. Really, Shlomim Amutar. But the Mishnah says Shuvet Shlomim Amutarim to make the inference, Shuvet Avodizor Asur, like Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, but you can't say that. You can't say the reason why the Mishnah says Shuvet Shlomim Mutarim is to be medayek Shuvet Avodizor Asurim. Because you all, that's not true. You all Shuvet Avodizor Mutarim. So why did the Mishnah say Shuvet Shlomim? We could have said Shuvet Avodizor. You, Al Korach, have to say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah was Shuvet Shlomim to tell me that Shlomim Atzmim are Asurim. And that's really like a myth. I'll show you the places inside. If I look at the mouth of the base, just to reinforce what I'm saying. The mouth of the base, Esvei. Doesn't say in the Mishnah we're going like a mayor. We could say that the Mishnah is going not like a mayor, it's going like a rabbana. It's talking about regular slumim, we're not holding a makel or anything. It's talking about regular slumim. And Rav Yochanan is saying the following: Bishtam alur Rav Meir the Osir Shlomim Atzrom Atzmam are Osir Chutzuch Hashanah's Heter B'Shvir Elul Rabbanon. But according to the Rabbanon, this mission not necessarily going to Rav Meir, keep going like the Rabbanon. Hashtet Shlomim Atzrom Shori Shvarim Ibaya. Why does it have to say Shivit Shlomim Amuter? Even Shlomim Amuter Elul Shmamino LeMeir the Kosim. Must be the mission is coming with the Yuka, not like Yuvesh Lakish Hashvarim Shalvarizor Asurim. And then he goes on. The kids are taught to learn something in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan's time for himself. There's two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shivay Shlomim Amutar. Now it's coming for some kind of deal. The deal could point in either direction. We could be Medayik, Hashivay Avodizor Amutar. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Hashivay Avodizor Rather Asur. Shivay Shlomim Amutar. Hashivay Avodizor Asur. That's how Rabbi Yochanan could learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah's whole agenda is to say Shivay Shlomim Amutarim, Hashivay Avodizor Asur. Mishnah's agenda is not to tell me that Shlomim Atzmim are Asur. Maybe Shlomim Atzmim are also Mutar. That's not the Mishnah's agenda. The Mishnah doesn't care. That's your mayor and Rabbanah. We're not being soysim like a mayor any more than like the Rabbanah. The Mishnah's not addressing Shlomim Atzmim. The Mishnah's addressing Shivay Shlomim in order to be Medayik. Shivay Shlomim Amutar, but Shivay Avodizor Asur. That's Rabbi Yochanan's take on the Mishnah. According to Rish Lakish, that can't be the deal. Because Rish Lakish holds that Shivay Avodizor also mutter. So why does it say Shivay Shlomim a mutter? Even Shivay Avodizor a mutter. It must be that the diuk is Ha Shlomim Atzmim Asurim. And the Mishnah's whole agenda over here is to be soisim like a mayor. That's the Tosis. So maybe it comes out like this. That according to Rav Yochanan, the Mishnah that says that Shivay Shlomim Amutar does not mean that Shlomim Atzmim are also. Shlomim Atzmim are also Mutar. So then there's no problem about the fact that it's Motzah, it's now Pesach HaMedina, so why are they also? The Takanah, so the Mutar. It's only in Rish Lakish that we have this. So maybe the Tosis, from the Rish of the Mishnah, the Tosis didn't want to ask, because it could be the Ar Gemara that requires the Pesach HaMedina, Ar Gemara could be going like a Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no deal that Shlomim Atzmim are Mutarim. Shivay Shlomim are Mutarim, and Shlomim Atzmim are also Mutarim. So Mele, what's the problem? You need Pesach HaMedina. Well, what do you mean? The Mishnah says it's Taka Mutar. Maybe it's Taka Mutar because it's not a Pesach HaMedina. Maybe it's Mutar because it's not going like a Mele. The Mishnah says Mutar. There's nothing to ask from the Rishon. Yes, it is true. You can ask from Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, that the Mishnah is with doing Shivay Shlomim Mutarim, Shlomim Atzmim are Surim, and so on, Motzah. So that's really against the Agamara that you need Pesach HaMedina. So it's against the Agamara, you need Pesach HaMedina, so on. Agamara is a very good talk.
Right? It's an act, the Pesach HaMedina in Agamar is Rav Yochanan. Amr Rabbi Chana, Amr Rav Yochanan, and Amr Pesach HaMedina. So from the Reish of the Mishnah, Tosfos doesn't have a kasha. Rav Yochanan Shitosoi, who requires Pesach HaMedina, has no problem with the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Shiva Yisrael and Mutar, and some Matzah are also Mutar. And maybe you have a high time of Gufa, now Pesach HaMedina. So then from the Reish of the Mishnah, Tosfos doesn't have anything to ask. Tosfos kasha is from the Sefer of the Mishnah. It's Kashan the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah goes on and says, "What's a tavnis yad and tavnis regel?" Areil vasurim. Shana is why. Why is a tavnis yad and a tavnis regel also? So the Gemara asked, here's a complication of the Gemara later on. I don't know, I just crawled too far into the Gemara later on. The dialogue's over, Shai. But, the Gemara asked like this, the Gemara in the bottom of Mamalef and Aleph asks, according to Rish Lakish, that is a Sorm Nafshalo Yatsolo, that when it breaks, the Goyim stop worshipping it. So by Matzah Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel, why is it also when the Avodah Zarah broke into pieces and their hand fell off or the foot fell off? So why don't they just have the same thing? Actually, that's all it should become. Why does the Mishnah say that Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is also because Peretz of Benevedis? Who cares if Peretz of Benevedis? But this Avodah Zarah fell apart, and when the Avodah Zarah falls apart, the Goyim and Mishayish will leave them. So why is the Tavnis Yad and the Tavnis Regel also? Here there's a side issue which we'll worry about later on in the Gemara later when we get to that Gemara, that the Chayil of Yochanan is also Shver, because he's Chayil have a Sveik Seikah. If we're talking about Slomim, there's a Sveik Seikah. Maybe the Tzelem was never worshipped. And even if the Tzelem was worshipped, maybe he broke it via Dayim. So why is it Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel also? But then the Gemara doesn't really have a Teretz. Well, that we'll learn about later on. Just right now we'll confine ourselves to what the Gemara says. The Gemara asked the Kashan Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, why is the Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel Mutter? When the thing fell apart, we should say, Nashul Yatzol, the Goyim of Messiah is to worship. So the Gemara answer is Tirgum Shmuel, but I'm Dinal B'Sisam. Bottom of Malachim and Aleph, top of Malachim is, but I'm Dinal B'Sisam. They're standing on their base. So the Chaykes Rashi and Tosfos what that means. Rashi learns it means that the Goyim took this Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel and they put it on a pedestal. And that's your Aglayim Ladova. That now they're worshipping it as an Avodah Zarah in its own because they took this broken piece of hand of Avodah Zarah and they put it up on a pedestal. Christ says they made it into a new Avodah Zarah. And that's something they might do because the Mishnah says Kayotzibu Nevedis, the Tavnis Yad, the Tavnis Regel is a Tzura Nevedis. That's a Tzura that Goyim worship, a Tavnis Yad or a Tavnis Regel. So then they find a Tavnis Yad, a Tavnis Regel, and it's Oimdin al Basisun, so it's Osir al Avodah Zarah. And that's the Teretz, why over here you don't say Nafshalei Atzol. What's the pshat in the Teretz? According to Rashi, has pshat in Teretz like this: Nechanami, when the Avodah Zarah fell apart, the Goyim were takam misyayish miloyim because naturally had solo, and at that point everything was mutter. But now you see they took the Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel and they put it back up on a pedestal. So now it's a new Avodah Zarah because the Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is a tzura nevedis. And if you find they took this broken yad, this broken regel, and they put it up on a pedestal, apparently they want to now venerate it as a new Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's also because this becomes a new Avodah Zarah. In other words, if you find the nose of an Avodah Zarah, so obviously it came from a broken Avodah Zarah. When the Avodah Zarah broke, they were in Nisya'i Shmila, they said Nashalei Atzolo, they were in Nisya'i Shmila, then it's Mutter. And even if they put the nose up on a pedestal, it doesn't mean anything because they don't worship the nose. But if you find the Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel, then that means that even if it broke off of a big Avodah Zarah, but now they put it up on a pedestal, obviously now they want to venerate it in its own right. So that already is, that's already a new Avodah Zarah. That's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. Tosfos has a different shot from the Mishnah. Tosfos learns Matzah Yad and Tavnis Regel means, Rashi learns it means a pedestal. I'm not sure if I spelled it right. And Tosfos learns Oimdin al Basisan means that it broke off this hand.
It broke off clean so that you could stand it up on its base. So why does that matter? Tais explains like this. Tais explains that when the Mishnah says that Kayesi ben Avedis, that means that when the Avodah Zorah is whole, so besides the fact that they worshipped the Avodah Zorah, they also worshipped the hand and the foot of the Avodah Zorah. Right? Just like, while it was whole, while it was part of a larger statue of whatever it was, Zeus or whatever, so besides the fact that you had devotees of Zeus, but you also had devotees of Zeus's foot, or Zeus's hand. The hand was an Avodah Zorah b'fnei Atzma, the foot's an Avodah Zorah b'fnei Atzma. So therefore, now that it broke, so even though the goyim are misyayish miloivdo, because they say nafshu layatzolo, couldn't protect itself, so they stopped worshipping the whole tzelem, but since the hand broke off clean, so on the hand, they're not misyayish miloivdo. Or on the regal, they're not misyayish miloivdo. The word over here is, because on the hand, they say faket, the hand did save itself. You see, the hand broke off clean, that it can stand up in its own right. So the people who worship the hand, they that's what they say. They say, yeah, the Avodah Zorah is a whole, couldn't save itself. But the hand saved itself. So maybe they don't stop worshiping the hand, they don't stop worshiping the foot. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand the Imdan al Basis. Now let's come back to our Tosfos. Now we'll understand what's going on in our Tosfos. Tosfos says, look inside. Tosfos but us. Read it again. The kosher hadis nine motzah tavnis out of tavnis regular el asurim v'loshin motzah mashm b'shukay b'sada v'afila may the muki l'shmul kamad ba'im the rabbisim with pirish b'kuntus al b'mishlem shisham da'ib noisam loyin here Rashi track not right the loshin motzah loy mashm came that was on a pedestal. Mashm was not on a pedestal. El shi'eshtem base moishu rochav yechayim lamid levadim. Rather, it broke off with a flat base. V'nirim, not v'nikorim. That's why the Bach changes it. Not nikorim shloim nishtarbu mitzelim. Not that it's nikor that it didn't break off of the tzelim. It did break off of the tzelim. But it looks like it was not part of the tzelim. It looks like an independent thing. That's what Hesalist says later on. It looks like it was nishtarbu from mitzelim shalom. So what's this whole arichah is telling me? Rashi tratam eim del abasisim. Taisu tratam eim del abasisim. Shad is poshut. What's Taisu's kasha? Taisu's kasha is that the word matzah sounds like you found it pashuk. But if you found it Bashuk, it's a tselem. We're talking about a tselem. The Mishnah says, most of the time, it's out of the tavis angle. Presumably, we're talking about a tselem. A tselem is only also al Pesach HaMedina, according to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon only asks a tselem al Pesach HaMedina. Well, if a tselem is only also al Pesach HaMedina, so why is the tavis out of the tavis angle also? Motz is mashma, you didn't find it al Pesach HaMedina. You found it Bashuk, you found it Basoda. So that means that this statue that this Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regal came from was never worshipped. Because it's at Selim, it's not at Avodah Zorah, it's only at Selim. At Selim, even according to Rameyer, is only also Al Pesach HaMedina. Here it wasn't Al Pesach HaMedina. So the original statue was never worshipped. If the original statue was never worshipped, then why is the Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regal also? That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos injects. And this is Lefi Rashi, it's not Shrek. Because Rashi learns that this Tavis Adat, Tavis Reg was found on a pedestal. If it was found on a pedestal, that means it's a new Avodah Zorah. So if it's a new Avodah Zorah, because the Tavis Adat, Tavis Reg is a Tzura Nevedes, then it could be that I don't care if the original statue was an Avodah Zorah. Maybe the original statue was not an Avodah Zorah. But now I have this it was not an Avodah Zorah, it was a statue of whatever. It was a statue of Christopher Columbus. But then the Yad fell off, and they put it up on a pedestal. Why did they put it up on a pedestal? Because the Tavnis Yadar, Tavnis Regal, is a Tzura Nevedis. So in the Mela, that's why it's also. That's why the mission says that it's also. Who cares if it's not Oymen al Pesach HaMedino? You only need Oymen al Pesach HaMedino because a statue of a person is not normally a Tzura Nevedis unless it's an Adar Tishim Olochem al Pesach HaMedino. But statues of people that are not Adar Tishim Olochem or they're not al Pesach HaMedino are not a Tzura Nevedis. They're not worshipped. They're just the covered. But if you find a Tavnis Yadar, a Tavnis Regal, I don't care where you find it. A Tavnis Yadar, a Tavnis Regal, that's a fetish. That's not a thing that people bow down to, that's put up the cover. There's no other reason to put up a Tavnis Yadar, a Tavnis Regal on a pedestal noch, except to worship it. So Mimela, according to Rashi, there's no deed from the Mishnah at all. About it, we're talking about it's not al Pesach HaMedino, and the Tselem, the original Tselem, was not worshipped. It was a regular, innocuous, innocent statue. But now you found the Tavnis Yadar, Tavnis Regal, that broke off of it, put up on a pedestal. So that means they. that anew, they started to worship, this is anew of Arizona, they started to worship the Tavdi Shadah, the Tavdi Shreb. So maybe there's nothing, there's no deal here. According to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. But Taisa says, but I don't think Rashi's right. I don't think the Lashon of Motzah's Masma was on a pedestal either. Motzah's not Masma Pesach HaMedin, and Motzah's not Masma was on a pedestal. So what does Ayman Abu Sisa mean? Not that it was on a pedestal, but rather that it broke off clean. And since it broke off clean, so even though the Goyim are Messiahish from worshipping the rest of the Tselem, but they're not Messiahish from worshipping the hand and the foot. Because the hand and the foot, they look at it that they were Matzel themselves. That only makes sense if the original Tselem was in Avodah Zorah. So then I can say, well, the hand and the foot didn't stop being in Avodah Zorah when they fell off because they don't say Nafshalei Atzol on the hand and the foot. But if the original statue was not in Avodah Zorah in the first place, so just because the hand broke off clean, it doesn't become an Avodah Zorah on that account. So why does the mission say that Masha Tavis Adat Tavis Regal and Eilah Surah? That must be that you don't need a Pesach HaMedin, it's a Kasha and Rashi. That place is a Kasha. The Kasha is, the Rashi that she tells us is not sure in the first place. But Taisa is asking, I don't think Rashi is right over there, so if Rashi is not right over there, he's not right over here either. Yeah, that's Tosis Kasha. Okay, let's see what I think Tosis. But Oid Kasha. Yeah, the Emerson might be a good idea after we do the next sugya to come back and just, or it might be a good idea for you after we do the next sugya to come back and take a look at this Tosis and see if it's still good. It's Mamish Tais, Mamish plugged into that sugya. Pesach goes on and says, "Vayi kasha." The hocha mashma the stam adati shemalochim palchi lutfei. Mashma nagamar that an adati shemal according to Rashi pshat that an adati shemalochim is more neva than an adati than a statue of regular people. The other rabbi, the parak lagodol, mashma she ain't stomach lavoi that adati shem that an adati is not stomach to worship. The kamar he the chazi adati v'sogidlei he the kibble alei v'chulei. So what's this kasha? What's going on? This Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in many places in Shabbos. Gemara is discussing the following. Gemara is looking for a case. Gemara has a brisa. Seems to say that by Avodah Zorah you can have a case of shogag without kavana. You worship Avodah Zorah but shogag without kavana. You're chayiv. Even on Shabbos you potter by if you're not miskaven, but on Avodah Zorah you're chayiv. Gemara the answer is that's not the pshat brisa. We can't find a case that should make any sense. But the Gemara is looking for a case that should somehow ostensibly say that Avodah Zorah, if you worshipped Avodah Zorah, b'shoygeg, that's normally b'chayev korban, but it was b'loy kavana, so you're not even chayev a korban. Since you worshipped Avodah Zorah without any kavana, you put them in a korban. Shabbos is chayev korban, but here you put them in a korban. So it's a very obscure b'ris of what it could possibly mean. In the end, the Gemara says it means something else, not talking about Avodah Zorah at all, so my misasik b'chalav and b'ra'is, it goes off in a whole different direction. The this have, you know, there's some kind of case of Avodah Zorah that you worship Avodah Zorah without kavana and you have a ptur karbon. So Mar says, what's the case? So Mar says, maybe the case is the chazi andarta v'sagid lo, that he bowed down to an andarti. He bowed down to an andarti without kavana for Avodah Zorah. In fact, the Gemara, what's the case? Either kibli or libeloyo, if he did it with the kabbalah selihos. So then he's chai, he's amazed and mamish. What do you mean? He's, well, why is he potter? He's mamish and amazed. He was over the Zorah and amazed. Either loy kibli alei bei aleiha, and if he wasn't a Kabbalist in Alehos, so he just bowed down, I guess, the covered. So then, lav klumu. Then that's not called, why would he be, why would he be chai? That's not called, Rashi says, that's not called, that's not a, Rashi didn't say much. It's lav klumu. It's not about Zorah at all. If you're bowing down to the Sadarte without a Kabbalah of Alehos, then that's not a Avodah Zorah, but it lacks, but it's a Dovish, it's not an Avodah Zorah, but it's Kavan, that for some reason might be Chayev. It's nothing. Avodah Yipotter, it's nothing. You didn't do anything. You bowed down to something, Shaloy L'Shem Elihus. You bowed down to an Adati, Shaloy L'Shem Elihus, Avodah, it's nothing. So the Mar says, the Chavi, the Mar looks for other cases. That's the Shikul Gemar. So Rashi and Sanhedrin, this Gemar, one of the places where appears is in Sanhedrin, Samachal. Rashi and Sanhedrin explains, what's this case of Andarti? What does the Mar want from Andarti? Let's say Sam, you bow down to another Zorah, and with Elihus, not Elihus. So Rashi explains like this. The Nadarti is a Tzur Shel Melech. And many people bow down to the melech, house covered for the melech. But there are people who bow down to the andarte, l'shem elehus. Like we know from history, like we know from Agamor. And you don't know that this, actually look at this, you don't know. I'll read you the Rashi. Shirod mus, shoyu regilim, lasa is pedumus hamelech. And everybody who passes by bows down. Sometimes the man shaved it, as I've heard of. This guy came to an andarti that was nevad, so it's an avodah zar, because it was nevad, it became an avodah zar. V'lo yoda shehu nevad, but he didn't know it's an avodah zar. He thought it's just a statue l'chod ha-melech. He didn't know that it had become an avodah zar. V'yishtachave, and he bowed down to the andarti. So that's the case over there. In other words, it can't stand to be a real avodah zar. If it's a real avodah zar, we're actually saying, then your mamash avodah zar b'mezik. I mean, why would you bow down to something? And if it was any statue, if you bow down to it, like why would you bow down to it if not l'shem avodah zarah? Obviously, you're being avodah zarah. Here, we're looking for a case where you're bowing down l'kavod, and you don't realize that this statue happens to be an avodah zarah. So how would you have such a case? You're bowing down l'kavod without realizing that this happened to be an avodah zarah. So Rashi, the case is on Da'at Shemalochim. And Da'at Shemalochim, people bow down to l'kavod. Sometimes it's an avodah zarah. So you bow down to l'kavod, not realizing that this particular andarti happens to be an avodah zarah. So that's what he did. Avodah Zarah, Shaloi b'miskaven. The Gemara thought maybe Yechayev. The Gemara said no. Lav klumu. Why? So says the Gemara, no. Why? Either kiblu l'beloyon. If you yourself are mekabel l'melech as an elihus, then that's my mashuv b'Zarah b'mezid. So that's not a case of shogig b'miskaven. That's mezid b'miskaven. And if you are not mekabel l'belihus, then even though it happens to be an Avodah Zarah, says Rashi, but since you're not bowing, you don't know that it's an Avodah Zarah, and you're not bowing down the shame of Avodah Zarah, then what you're doing is not, that you're bowing down to it is not an act of Avodah Zarah. So lav klumu, why would the Brisa say that you're chayav? That's a Rashi learns the Shtikul Gemara. So Tosis sees in that Gemara somehow Akasha and Rashi over here. The Rashi says that Adati Shemalochim, there are mayors chayish, the mayors only chayish by Adati Shemalochim. Adati Shemalochim are more nevad than regular Slavim. Regular Slavim are not so nevad, and Adati Shemalochim are more nevad. Taisha says, "Faket, I see in that Gemara that an adati shemalochim is not nevad, because if an adati shemalochim is more nevad than ordinary statues, says Taisvis, then what's his lesson? Mashma she'ain stam levad. It's mashma that Gemara says Taisvis that an adati shemalochim is not stam levad. Mashma she'ain stam levad." But that's all Tosis. It's mashman akamora that the nadat shalochim is not stomun lavad. Somehow it's a kashan rash. So very not clear in places where do you see an akamora kashan rash? Rashkofer is showing that I don't see a kashan rash at all. What does it say by Rashi in Rashi Bayos? By Rashi Bayos, it says, when Rashi learned Trap in the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that statues of people, ordinary people, you know, if you, statues of ordinary people are not generally nevad. So if you find the statue of a person who was not a melech, so you don't have to chayv b'chayish that anybody was evident. Statues of melochim are sometimes nevad. So therefore, a mayor is only chayish. Even a mayor is only chayish for statues of melochim, because statues of melochim are sometimes worshipped. Where does it say in that Gemara anything different? Can't. That's exactly what it says in that Gemara. Statues of Melochim are sometimes worshipped. That's why it could sometimes happen that you bow down to a tzur of a melech, and your kavona is only l'kavod, and you don't realize that it happens to be that somebody worshipped it. That's the case of, but you're potter because lav klum, because you're not doing it. You don't know that it was worshipped, and you're not doing it for worship. So that's why it's lav klum. Wait. Bashkof Rishon, it sounds like Tosfos Kilu was asking that Gemara is mashma, that Adati Shemalochim is more nevad than regular statues. Because otherwise, why did the Gemara talk about Adati Shemalochim? Let it talk about regular statues. I don't hear the deal. Gemara doesn't want to talk about regular statues. Because regular statues, why would you bow down to a regular statue? Let me elicit it from you. I'll ask you a question. Just think about that Gemara itself. Why did the Gemara talk about Andarti, which means Andarti Shemalochim? At least that's how Rashi says it. Andarti means Andarti Shemalochim. Why does the Gemara say Andarti Shemalochim? Why didn't it say that the case is the Chazi Tselem, you saw a statue of I don't know, President Joel or something, and you were mishtachev to it. Well, why didn't I say that case? Why didn't I choose a case of Adati Shimulachim? Why did it choose a case of Adati Shimulachim? Why not choose a case of ordinary statues, non Melachim statues? Poshim Shachem. Nobody we mishtachev to it. People are not mishtachev at the statues of President Joel. Even his biggest, I'm from his biggest fans, I don't bow down to his statues. And if somebody was crazy enough to do it, then it would not be an Avodah Zarah, because why else would he be bowing down to it? You don't bow down to it, the COVID. You see a statue of Columbus, you don't bow down to it, the COVID. So why, if already somebody, we don't think anybody would bow down to it, people don't bow down to such statues. And maybe it's not chayshish for such statues, because it's not the derech to bow down to them. And if it happened to be that you did bow down to it, the Kabbalah Zarah, you will be sugar, but then it'll be an Avodah Zarah. We need a case of a statue that people bow down to, not L'shem Avodah Zarah, but sometimes yes, L'shem Avodah Zarah. So then we can have a case where this happens to be an Avodah Zarah, because people did bow down to it L'shem Alihos, but you're not aware of that, and you're bowing down to it not L'shem Alihos. That's Mishkachas La'ong by Adati Shem Alochim. Adati Shem Alochim, people bow down to for Alihos, and people bow down for COVID, and so on and so forth. So that's why I come over there, looks for a case of Adati Shem L'shem Alochim. Why is from there Akasha and anything that was said in Agamar? It says in Agamar that stone statues of Columbus and whatever, Alexander Hamilton and Richard, whatever it is, those statues, you don't have to be chayshish that anybody would worship them. Because they're not, people altogether don't bow down to them, and they don't bow down to them L'shem Elohus either. And Darti Shem Elohim, yeah, most people in Shai Mekomis don't bow down to them, they only look covered. And you're bowing down to it, look covered. But some people bow down to it for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you can have a case of, that's the case, the Gemara thought that might be a case of Avodah Zarah Shaloi B'Kavonah. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a good case, because since you don't know that it's an Avodah Zarah, you're not doing L'shem Avodah Zarah, so therefore it's not. There's no reason that you should be chayev. So the Brisa that says that you're chayev without kavanah can't be that case. But kavanah, I understand why it shows the case of Adati Shem Elohim. It's hard to see where's the tension between that Gemara and our Gemara. What it takes to see in that Gemara altogether.
Isn't it weird just the fact that where it says, well, the fact that the Gemara praises the suffix, either kibbutz alei ba'aloka, or if he's not. It sounds like some people are and some people are right. not as them, but from our Gemara, it sounds like some people are.
I don't know if some people are. No, and that Adati Shem Elohim, stoma, some people are over it. Hamachas B'Shana, people are over it. But not everybody's over it. Even, it's only Hamachas B'Shana, it's only Mekayim Yishter HaMeir. Doesn't mean that everybody. Could be lots of people bow down to it, only the COVID. Just that Agav Chavivus, like I said, Agav Chavivus, it doesn't mean everybody, it means the Mechaim Shalom Meir. Sometimes people are Mishtachav to it for Avodah Zarah. But I'm not Mishtachav to Avodah Zarah, I'm Mishtachav to it to the COVID. Loshen Taisus says that mashma she'ain stoma lavid. That his kasha is that Agamor says there's stoma lavid, and some of the stoma lavid, that throws a wrench into that Gemara. Maybe Taisus means out there. Maybe means like this. As follows though. Sorry, there's a big discussion in Rishayim. In order to be chayev for Avodah Zarah, with your mishtachav to Avodah Zarah, does the mishtachavoy have to be with Kabbalah Alihos? What if I'm mishtachav to Avodah Zarah, but I'm personally not mekabel the Alihos? So, Pshutai, this machlekes Abayin Rava. I'm mishtachav there in Shabbos, where I mentioned it, in Sanhedrin, about mishtachav in Me'av Me'ira. I'm bowing down to Avodah Zarah, but it's Me'avas Odom, or Me'iras Odom, mostly Shalom Lur. So I'm not doing it as Kabbalah Salihos. I have other reasons why I'm being Mishtachav to Avodah Zarah. Bottom line, I'm Mishtachav to Avodah Zarah. So Mer says, Abayim Mechayiv and Ovam Mepot. So it says, according to Rova, Lachar, it says, according to Rova, in order to be Chayiv for Shtachavoyo, the Shtachavoyo has to be accompanied by Kabbalah Salihos. So Shayim may ask, why is that different than Zarek Evan and Machailis to be Zarek Mevazoysi? That Machailis, the Avodah was to throw Evan at it. Now it's Sterek Avodah. So it says that if somebody was Zorik, Evan the Makhalis, and his Kavanah was to be Mevazel Avodah Zarah. So it says that he's Chayiv.
So Yishayim ask. Pesach B'nei Shabbos discusses it. Other Yishayim. What, quite the Rava, why are you chayef? When you throw an Evan L'makoylus L'vazoysu, that means it's without Kabbalah Salihus. Rava holds the only chayef with Kabbalah Salihus. So it's a Tumal in Yishayim. Some Yishayim say that when you say the Evan L'makoylus, you do want to be over it, but you want to be over it Derech B'zoyim. Again, it's sort of with the Kabbalah, it is L'shem Avodah, but you want to be ovated by being mevazed. It's an interesting thing. And other Yishalim say Tais over there in Shabbos says that no, L'olam, you really, if you're ovated in Avodah Zarah, even though your Kabbalah is not L'shem Kabbalah Salihus, you're Chayef. And Rav also agrees that you're Chayef. You don't need Kabbalah Salihus to be Chayef. The case of Ha'ovim Me'avu Me'ira is a case where everybody. Case is where this Avodah Zarah was not worshipped by anybody except Me'avo Me'ira. Everybody's worshipping Me'avo Me'ira. It was never worshipped in any other way. So then, according to Rava, so that's what Rava said to Yipata. Not so clear what he means. Maybe he means like it never becomes an Avodah Zarah. Since everybody's over to Me'avo Me'ira, so it never becomes an Avodah Zarah. Rabbi said, no, it does become Avodah Zarah because Me'avo Me'ira is enough to make it into Avodah Zarah. That's what he means. It says in that Tosis that Be'etzem, except in the special case where everybody's doing a Me'avah Me'ira, if you're Mishtachav to an Avodah Zarah, without Kabbalah Salihus, Tosis holds that you're Chayav. That's the point that I want to make. It's not Muslim Yishayna, but Tosis Shita is that if you're Mishtachav to an Avodah Zarah, Shalom L'Shem Alihus, compares it to Zarek Evan the Matas. The case of Me'avah Me'ira, where Rabbi says his potter, is because everybody's over the Me'avah Me'ira. That's like a special case. So it never became an ordinary Avodah Zarah. But once you have something that's a real Avodah Zarah, the people are Mishtachavit for Elihus, and you are Mishtachavit, but you yourself have a reservation, I'm not doing the L'shem Elihus, doesn't help. That's called the Maisa Avodah Zarah Be'etzim. That's Shittas Tosfos. I think maybe Tosfos is asking like this. The Lashon Tosfos, I think, is good. It says in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that an Adarti Shemalochim is generally Nevad. I mean, at least it's Pesach HaMadino and Mekayim Shel Meir, but Akapanim, within the right context, an Adarti Shemalochim, the Adarti Shemalochim that's Nevad is Derek is to be Nevad. People are Ovid, it's not a fluke. People are Ovid in Adarti Shemalochim. Meaning, if you find it, you have to be Choshish that people were Ovid it. It's not something that ever happens. It happens enough that if you find an Adar Tishim Alachim, then you have to be chayshed that people were over it. So that means it's the derech to be over it. So Taisus held, once an Adar Tishim Alachim, it's the derech to be over it. And that's what you do, I guess, that it's the derech to be over it. So then, if you are mishtachavit to it, that's a maisa ishtachavoy, that's a maisa avoy de be'etzim. If it's a maisa avoy de be'etzim, then it doesn't help that you're saying, but I didn't want to do it L'shem Avodah Zarah. It doesn't even help, I guess, to say I don't know the name that it was Avodah L'shem Avodah Zarah. And Adar Tishim Alochem, it's derech is to be, it's stomon, Tosfos Lashon, it's stomon is never. Adar Tishim Alochem, there's a presumption that generally speaking, it is never sometimes. So it's generally speaking an Avodah Zarah that is never. So Tosfos, once it's an Avodah Zarah that's never, and you're mishtachav to it, then that's an active mishtachav, that's an active Avodah Zarah b'mezid. Doesn't help that you're doing it not L'shem Alihus, that you're only doing it L'Kavod. But this is an Avodah Zarah that's Stoma Nevad. Once it's Stoma Nevad, if you're Mishtach, even L'Kavod you're Chayav. What's Rashi time is, Rashi learns of Pshat and Gemara that I'm only doing it L'Kavod. And I don't even know that anybody ever worshipped it, L'shem Avodah Zarah. I'm doing it L'Kavod. Nobody told me this in Avodah Zarah. So it says, I'm doing it L'Kavod, it's Lav Klumu. Taisha's Kashi is, it doesn't help. Since an Adar Tishem Alochem is Stoma, the Stoma is that somebody was over it. It became an Avodah Zarah. It was Nevad. So once it became Nevad, then even if you are Mishtachav to it, L'Shem L'Kovod, the Mishtachavoy L'Kovod is Avodah Zarah Mamish. It's Avodah Zarah B'mezid even. Because you're being Mishtachav to something which is Stoma Nevad. And even though you're doing a L'Kovod, this holds, but since L'Mais it's Stoma Nevad. So an act of Mishtachavoy to a thing which is Stoma Nevad, even though I'm not doing L'Shem L'Kovod, that itself is called Avodah Zarah B'mezid. That tells us why you fought.
Rashi holds not the way. I'm not sure what exactly the Kudus of Machlokes is. Rashi apparently holds that as long as I don't know for a fact that this Avodah Zarah was never, that this Andati was never, so even though it's common for it to be never, but Lamaisa, I don't know that this Avodah Zarah was, that this Andati was ever never. So Rashi says, that's not called an act of Avodah Zarah. Rashi implies if I would know that this is an Avodah Zarah that was never, then that would already, that would not be Lav Klumu. That would be Avodah Zarah. Because I'm bowing, that much Rashi agrees, that if I'm bowing down to something that I know is an Avodah Zarah, the fact that I'm only doing it with Kovod is not a, not, doesn't make it, no, does not make it Eis Avodah Zarah. That's still called Avodah Zarah. But Rashi learns that if I don't know for a fact that this Andarti was ever never, and I'm bowing down to it with Kovod, so Rashi learns that's Lav Klumu. And Taisus holds, no, it's enough that it's Stoma never. Since I know that the Stoma is, that Andarti Shemalochim is never. So therefore, that's cool that I'm being mishtachel of Avodah Zarah mamash. Yeah, you have to know, well, you know, loimik. What's exactly the, you know, what's the bedrock of this machlekes? I don't know, I've, you know, all the way down, but that seems to be where it's where the machlekes is around. Why didn't Taisus answer? We're talking about even the shitalso. Why didn't Taisus answer? Maybe the Rambam is talking about not mekayim shel ameh or not a pesach hamadino. Even the shitalso. So it says in Agamemnon that the dati shemlochem is stoma never. Yeah, it's stoma never if it's mekayim shel ameh. It's stoma never if it's al pesach hamadino. Who says that that's the case over there in that's the case over there in Shabbos? No, that's not so clear to me. At the end of the day, maybe Taisus held if it's not al pesach hamadino or mekayim shel ameh. I don't know. It's talking and still. So how did Taisus himself look? So Mikhaich these castles, Taisus might create something else. So Taisus says, what?
Why is everybody assuming the entire time
that? What?
Why is everybody assuming that Taisus doesn't agree that Taisus should? They're being quoted earlier. Everybody keeps going back to Taisus assuming that.
Oh, because the next Taisus is that way. The next Taisus is clear. We're still going with Mikhaich Shalom Man. Yes, so Taisus says, "The kach birshu ben atam." Doch ha'koy ater de rabbanim. Doch ha'kamer hod eshar rabbanim masnisin hayne dafke ben dafte shemalach. Uba'im din al pesach hamadino. Clear. It's clear that he was goes uba'im din. Yeah, you need both. But he learns it's going in the rabbanim. The behanu shari rabbanim. The vadi l'noy of it lo. Taisus learns forget that Andati Shemalochim and Pesach Hamadino is a svar lahakam because there's more svar that they're doing. Taisus learns it's the Melech Achai. So the statue of the Melech Achai that's only on Pesach Hamadino, people are mishtachav to it for kovod. But Stam Shlomim, people are not mishtachav for. But Stam Shlomim atakan never. Even the Rabbanim agree that Stam Shlomim are never. Shlomim the Rabbanim matter that Shlomim of Andati Shemalochim. How does this help? So now the Gemara in Shabbos, I'm going to learn that Andati Shemalochim is faked. It's the thing that is generally that stomach not never. According to Taisus from Stomach, the Gemara says Andati Shemalochim for the opposite reason than Rashi. Rashi learns the case of Andati Shemalochim because if you bow down to a regular statue, nobody bows down to a regular statue, and if you did, you would be Mamashin Ovid Avodah Zarah. And Taisus learns that a regular statue is stomach of a desire. So if you bow down to a regular Avodah Zarah, if you bow down to a Stam statue, that means you're bowing down to a regular Avodah Zarah. So that would be. But according to Rashi, the reason why the Gemara Meshavas chose the case of Adatish and Malachim is because other statues nobody bows down to. And if already you bow down to it, then you must be doing it Le'elihus. And according to Tosafot, the other way around, a regular statue everybody bows down to. And therefore a regular statue is Mamash Avodah Zarah. So if you bow down to it, you're Mamash Avodah Zarah B'mezid. The case must be Adatish and Malachim. Adatish and Malachim is generally not Neved. You're bowing down to it, and you're bowing down to it. In fact, the Gemara, if it's Leli Hus, then it's here amazing. And if it's not Leli Hus, then it's talking nothing, because nobody bows down to it, and you're not bowing down to it, Leli Hus.
It's just
Xerah.
I know
that
one
has. What?
If it's just Xerah,
how do you know that one's down to Islam? Because
we're assuming
that
place. That's the whole.
Well, it's Tom's Tom, or Neved. Well, how's this Cheshman out altogether? Let's just figure something out. According to Rabbein Tam, the Machaikis Yomer and Chachamim is by, like it says here, Adatish and Malachim, but the Machaikis Yomer and Chachamim, the Gemara of the Parish, is by Adatish and Malachim al Pesach HaMadina. So Rashi learns, everywhere else is Mutu L'Kuli Alma. According to Tosis, everything else is also L'Kuli Alma. Now how does this play with the Gemara before? The Gemara before said that the Machaikis is Otum Mekoyim Shul Yomer. And Tosis learns that we're not being Chayziv in that. We're still going, let's see from the next Tosis. That they were still going with the gzeira otum mekayim shel Remeir, because Chai Shlom Yuta, Remeir is Chai Shlom Yuta, so he's gzeira otum mekayim. So how does this work now? According to Rashi's Mahalach and Gemara, the way it works is that in mekayim shel Remeir they bow down to Adati Shem Malachim al Pesach Hamadina, and we gzeira everywhere else in Adati Shem Malachim al Pesach Hamadina otum mekayim shel Remeir. According to Tosfos, the Rabbanon aser stam slomim everywhere. If they ask Stam Slomim everywhere, that means Stam Slomim are worshipped everywhere, not only in Mekayim Shel Remeir. Rabbanon not Chayish Lemuta. The Rabbanon must hold that Stam Slomim must be worshipped, must really be worshipped anywhere. So what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is by Andati Shel Malachim al Pesach HaMedino. I guess Pashav Shadi is Andati Shel Malachim al Pesach HaMedino. Everywhere else is Taka not worshipped. Everywhere else is Taka not worshipped. In Mekayim Shel Remeir, they were oifed even to Andartish and Malacham al Pesach HaMadina. So therefore, according to the Rabbanon, if you have an Andartish and Malacham al Pesach HaMadina, you don't have to worry. That much is Lukavod. You don't have to worry about Mekayim Shel Remeir. According to a mayor, you have to be geyser Andartish and Malacham al Pesach HaMadina also. Regular Stamim are also Menadin. But Andartish and Malacham, Mekayim Shel Remeir, that's going to be also Alst Gzeira. Yeah. But the Chonim Yashu Pirsha Kuntus Devadi Koi are a mayor with Shad Shlomo Le'osa. Vahid L'kamu the Tavn Siad of a Tavn Seregel Mayer Bishol Kfar Vahayinu Vahad Yasur Mefil Rabon and Devadi L'mufdechino Abdilu. Here, the Chonim has an Eitzel. Chonim says that L'oil and Rashi Pshad is right. And Shad Shlomim are mutter. Adatish Malachim is worse. What about the mission of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel? That's all about Kfarim. The Gemara Bayah says that Kfarim are worse. Kfarim are also everywhere. The body of Levchino Avdi. They don't make things there tonight. V'alchi Nicha, the Chidayik, Milsa Drav Yechen, Hot Shlomim Ma'atim Masurim, the Stomach Ha'meir, should be carried there, Shlokish. Dayik, the Milsa Drav Shlokish, Hot Shlomim Ma'atim Masurim, the Stomach Ha'meir, but much of the member, the stomach of Mary is safer to Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. Why wasn't the Gemara later on Medayik from the safer of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel if the mission is going like a mayor? The Gemara says the Diakis and the Reisha from the, what we put up on the board before. From the Remesha, Reish Lokas learns that the Gemara said Shivet Slomim Asurim to be Medayik, Hot Slomim Atzmam. Shivet Slomim Utorim to be Medayik, Hot Slomim Atzmam Asurim, the stomach of Mary. What do you need? The safest stomach of Mary. The safest says Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regel. Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regel is Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regel. It's only also according to a mayor. It's only because it came from a tzelem, and a tzelem is only also according to a mayor. The answer is no, because we're talking about kfar.
Other mash parent chagod on that the ends dumb and never like Arab shalom alochem el bishul shul toinus. Dati shalom alochem takad and dati doesn't mean a dati shalom alochem in Shabbos. It means tam and dati. Dati means of other people, governors. So those attacking that's dumb and never. Alochem Arab shalom alochem. Vachanicha the nachit hachem ben dati shalom alochem blekomer ben dati stam. Okay, mash mi yishalmi the shalom alochem nevadim yosef. That's not the way Agamar learns from Meir and the Chachamim, but you see the idea that there's in Yishalmi like Rashi that Andad Shemalachim is more never, not less never. That's according to Rishlokas, that's not the diuk. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rishlokas, the diuk is Shiva Islam with Torah, but Stomim Atzma Masurim, the Stomach Rameh. Tell you, so why is it Stomach Rameh? Maybe it could be like the Rabbanan too. Stomim Atzma Masurim, if it's not an Adati Shemalachim. I'm going to stop here. I think going forward, I'm not going to do every Tosis with you because I want to cover some ground. I want to go back down because there's a lot of complicated Chizbanis here. Why don't you do like this? Finish the Gemara with the... Well, you should see the Tosis in as much as you can, but finish the Gemara. This Tosis on Merabah we're not going to do inside. The Gemara is very straightforward pretty much. And then I want to start the next one. I want to start the Mishnah. I want to start the next Mishnah with the first piece of Gemara. Really, if you tomorrow, what you should do is till the bottom of the Amud. Till Emnir Abbasisah.